Good morning,
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case HI23-040 regarding Mark Kenny. The time is now 9:06 on January 4th, 2024. My name is Brandon Eden, and I'm the investigator assigned to this case. Before we get started, I would like to have all attendees today introduce themselves, their title, and purpose. And I will start with Mr. Carthel.
Daniel Carthel, assisting investigator.
Orlean Miller, investigations manager.
Mark Kenny, inspector.
Casey Hutchinson, assistant attorney general, board counsel.
Jim Brown, committee member, home inspector.
Dominic Grassi, committee member.
Chantel Cornett, public member.
Okay. Dylan?
No, Dylan Bucknavich, home inspector, committee member.
And Ms. Crawford?
Elin Crawford, board staff.
Thank you. A few reminders, this meeting is being auto-recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. All speakers need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please be sure to announce yourself so that it is clear who is speaking. This is important so when I go back to review the auto-recording, I will know who said what. To avoid disruption, cell phones must be completely off or placed in silent mode. An EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. The purpose of this meeting is to gather information, review evidence, and conduct interviews so that the EAC committee can make recommendations to the board regarding whether or not a violation of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. The recommendations resulting from this meeting are not the final outcome of the matter. We ask that all parties conduct themselves in a professional manner. This Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting is convened to review allegations received through a complaint on May 8, 2023, related to a home inspection in Sun City West, Arizona, on or about February 27, 2023. This Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting will also review any additional findings from the case assessments. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during this case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. All committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the board through an EAC report prepared by myself. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in this case based upon the material that was provided. At this time, I will ask the committee members if they had done so and are comfortable serving on this committee without any conflicts with respondent or letter. For the record, I will call each member's name and please signify yes or no. Mr. Brown.
Jim Brown, yes.
Okay. Mr. Grassi?
Dominic Grassi, yes.
Ms. Cornett?
Chantel Cornett, yes.
Dylan Bucknavich, yes.
All right. Thank you. Fact-finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during the executive session may not discuss the dialogue from executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is complete. During executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations from the meeting brief. An interview will be conducted with only the respondent. The alleger was notified of the EAC meeting but chose not to participate. During the interview of the respondent, committee members will ask specific questions regarding the items listed in the EAC meeting brief that were identified during the assessment process. The committee will note their position for each item, will only conduct deliberations on each item after the interview has been concluded. Any party here in person not being interviewed will wait in the lobby. You will be called when it is your turn to be interviewed. Any party on the phone, and I can skip all that because we only have one person and nobody's on the phone. At this time, I will call for a motion to enter into executive session to conduct interviews and review evidence. Committee members who make the first and second motion, please announce your name prior to your motion. Can I get a motion?
Dominic Grassi, motion, proceed.
Yes. Can I get a second?
Jim Brown, second.
Yes, thank you. So at this time, I'm going to ask Ms. Brown, I need you to vote again individually. Then we can move into executive session.
Okay. Jim Brown, I motion to proceed.
Yes. Ms. Grassi.
Dominic Grassi, yes.
Chantel Cornett, yes.
That's all right, Mr.
Dylan Bucknavich, yes.
All right, yes, thank you. Okay, at this time, we are about to enter into executive session. We have entered into executive